USA Radio News with Wendy King.
The Trump administration has changed direction on the Affordable Care Act. The administration had earlier argued for keeping parts of Obamacare, but now it tells a federal appeals panel it agrees with a lower court ruling that the law should be declared unconstitutional since Congress repealed the fines on uninsured people. If the law does go away, it could leave millions uninsured, giving Nancy Pelosi and Democrats a chance to highlight GOP reversals on health care.
They say one thing and they do another.
She says Democrats are working on legislation to shore up the law, but the president says the GOP will be the one to rescue it.
The Republican Party will soon be known as the party of health care.
On Wall Street, the Dow is up 141 points, the S&P up 20, and the NASDAQ up 54. This is USA Radio News.
The tradition. The suspense. The race. The Kentucky Derby is the pinnacle of horse racing. Rocket Mortgage is giving away 20 VIP trips to witness the Kentucky Derby in person. And one lucky winner will receive $250,000. Use it to purchase your dream home or pay off your mortgage. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com. The fashion, the mint juleps, the parties. This is your opportunity to experience it all firsthand, thanks to the Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter for your chance to win $250,000 and one of 20 VIP trips to the Kentucky Derby. The Rocket Mortgage Home Stretch Sweepstakes. Enter today at homestretchsweepstakes.com.
No purchase necessary. 21 years or older. Ends in April 7, 2019. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Republicans in the House are criticizing Democrats over the Robert Mueller investigation. Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy says some Democrats should have something to say to the president.
I think he's owed an apology from every individual that stood there and said they had proof. If they said they knew of collusion, if they said and went on the American public and misled that took us down this path.
Minority Whip Steve Scalise says to Democrats, enough is enough. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says the U.S. is expanding a ban on foreign aid to oversee abortion providers.
We will enforce a strict prohibition on backdoor funding schemes and ad runs around our policy. American taxpayer dollars will not be used to underwrite abortions.
Abortion rights advocates slam the decision as dangerous to women's health, while abortion opponents welcomed it. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
In a speech to the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo condemned the rise of anti-Semitism around the world. John Clements has more.
Mr. Pompeo's speech to the estimated 18,000 people at the 2019 policy conference followed the recognition by the Trump administration of the Golan Heights as part of sovereign Israel. Mr. Pompeo declared he is passionate about religious freedom.
It's because I'm a champion of that religious freedom and because I'm an American that I'm here today to tell you the United States stands with the Jewish people and Israel in the fight against the world's oldest bigotry.
I'm John Clemens.
After charges were dropped against actor Jesse Smollett, many people are not happy about what happened, including the mayor of Chicago. USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the story.
Chicago Democratic Mayor Rahm Emanuel reacts to the news of charges being dropped against actor Jussie Smollett.
He did this all in the name of self-promotion. And he used the laws of the hate crime legislation to stand up to be the values that embody what we believe in. This is a whitewash of justice.
Meanwhile, former Washington, D.C. homicide detective and now Fox News contributor Ted Williams believes
Chicago may the police department may have very well gotten out in front of their skis here.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.